Welcome back to the Two Blunt Podcast. It's your boy Keaton Lewis, and we got another doobie episode for you mofos and mofets. We got Sabrina Lesserie here, and she's going to be discussing her experiences with these broke-tep, ho-tep ass niggas. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Peace. Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Nana clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got changed for you. Sabrina Lesserie. You're here today. Talk to me about what you know about ho-tep niggas.
Not much, but yeah.
I need a female perspective. What do you know about ho-tep niggas?
Well, my experience.
Can you do your best to describe a ho-tep nigga?
Ho-tep nigga is a nigga who is more than likely fair skinned to brown paper bag skinned.
Jesus Christ.
who believes they are, that black people, not all, because there's a level of colorism to it, that black people are the original Jews, the original Israelites, not the white imposters that are now in Israel.
Lenny Kravitz is a Jew, though.
Because his mama was a Jew.
But he black, she black. Somebody's black. He black as fuck.
He's black and he's half black and half Jew.
Then what they talking about? Huh. Okay, I'm gonna let you keep going. I'm sorry.
Or maybe his daddy was, if it's Kravitz.
Let's not even.
Daddy. Anyway,
let's not even get there.
Yeah, but anyway, these niggas like to explain and break down words and overanalyze and then tell you all the things that you are doing wrong. But Yahweh or Yeshua. Yahweh Shah, I don't know, remember, something what? Is a, has grace. I remember that word being used a lot.
Grace?
Has grace. So even though all of us are doing all these bad things against the Bible, like.
Oh, there's a Bible to this? They have their own Bible?
No, it's the King James Bible.
The KIV?
What?
Well, I don't know. I just reached to think the KIV on the back of the Bible. That means King James.
It is the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That they read and go by. They are the sons of Jacob, I think.
Leon?
Jacob.
Ain't your daddy named DeAndre? I know your daddy. He came from, he back there.
Yes. And women are to stay at home and not work.
I don't know, man. I heard about feminism. That's...
Mm-hmm. The man is the ruler of the home. He can have multiple wives.
Wait,
if he can.
This
afford
is Ho-tep
it.
Thoughts. Mm-hmm. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, seems very Muslimy. Mm-hmm. Feel a little. Yeah. Do you get a free burqa when you're a Ho-tep woman?
Yeah, there were a lot of. I do remember there were a lot of clothing rules too. Like we were supposed to wear fringes on our clothes.
What is that?
Like fringe. I don't know how to describe it. Like
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not like tassel, but like it looks like almost like tassel, but it's just a thin layer at the bottom of your clothes. You're not supposed to wear mixed fabric. So all of my jeans and work clothes were wrong because my scrubs were cotton and like a mixture of cotton and whatever to keep my scrubs dry and movable. Jeans, a lot of women's jeans have a little stretch to them. They are not 100% cotton. So I was breaking a lot of rules of the Bible constantly, and yeah.
I didn't know Bible had that rules. I felt like I read it a couple times. I didn't hear these rules. They weren't like rule one, fringes. Mm-hmm. Rule two, make that
the
nigga
law,
stay.
Yeah,
home.
No pork, no seafood, no.
They sound like they're afraid of modern technology.
You follow like holidays are based on the moon, like. The Sabbath day is based on the moon, like the new moon. When there's a new moon, you're supposed to rest. You're not supposed to work or anything. But because Yahweh gives us grace and we live in modern world, we have to work. Mm-hmm. But I was not supposed to work because he was my husband. Mm-hmm. And
Sabrina Lesserie, I'm so sorry. It sounds terrible. All of it. There's a lot of rules. Not many rules over here.
Mm-mm.
I want to say there's probably a negative amount of rules. If there's a rule, you should break it. That's insane. I don't know. I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
You came out with it. You talked for a whole 7 hours about it.
7 hours.
Jeez, just went on and on. It sounds terrible. That's what I'm saying. You've experienced this. So was it all negative?
Was it all negative?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak for all Hotep, but that particular Hotep was
it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I think that was more personality, excuse me. But and some mental health, you know, unaddressed mental health issues.
Oh, well, he was a Hotep nigga. He believes. Does he believe the world is flat? Is that something they do?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't remember. I don't know.
I was joking.
I think that is. I think that was one.
The world is flat.
I remember.
Did you fly with a man and go look at
the world? No, he never flew. He didn't want to fly.
I bet you don't want to. You can't fly and believe that. Well, I haven't been on a plane with a person that tried to convince me the world was flat on a plane. Extremely hard.
Used to say
we're at 30,000 feet, and I'm like, look at that. You're like, no, man. Motherfucker gave me his email and everything. I just argued with this nigga for like an hour straight.
Mm-hmm.
So on a plane where you can obviously see where curves are there.
He said, I just remember there being like mention of, you know, they want us to believe that, you know, we live on a beach ball.
No, we don't.
And
it's kind of like oblong.
But he would say something. I don't know if this is Hotep or just him.
Because
there was a lot of
the Hotep thing. When you said they believe that they're the real Israelites.
Yeah.
They can do DNA testing, can't they? That's a thing. It's 2022. You can do DNA testing on something.
Yeah.
So he can find out real quick. But look, that's what I've learned about the Hoteps. They don't want to know what they don't know. Uh-oh. Anything that can
break. They will argue you down.
No, because I will get up and walk.
They will try. They will attempt.
Yeah, I'm an asshole.
To argue you down.
They will have the
about
they
any have and had everything the worst using the Bible, using.
Yeah, like, you can't use the Bible, man. Believe it.
Slap.
So, argument one done. Done. You can't argue me with the Bible because none of it's real. So, yeah, I don't know. I've had arguments with Hoteps that will just result in me leaving and going to smoke a cigarette. Like, 2-3 fucking cigarette. Fucking Hoteps. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Just imagine living with that. Well. He lived with me. That was my fucking house. I'm not supposed to work.
Whoa, yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, when you put it in that kind of context.
It's like, wait a minute.
I can't work in my own house.
This is my house.
And why are you making rules in my house? No, I'm not wearing fringes or putting fringes in my house.
Yeah, like my clothes were too revealing. I was like, my clothes are too revealing.
Did you have your nipple out?
Nope, no.
You should have your nipple out.
You know how I dress? I don't wear like too tight and like too this, too that. And I was like, I don't want my jeans to fall.
Yeah, they're going to fall off.
Sir.
I don't know if most people know this or not. I don't think pants are made for black people.
The waist to hip ratio
is fucked. They're like, why are you sagging? Because this is white man pants. I'm wearing khakis right now. These ain't going to stay on.
Booty don't fit.
It does not fit. It just slides right off. I'm like,
what does that lyric Beyonce say? If you don't jump to put jeans on, then you don't feel my pain.
I don't feel the pain. I've seen you jump. It seems fucking terrible.
You see me kick my leg trying to get my pants up.
Sounds terrible. I don't know what to tell you. Besides, pants aren't made for black people.
Yeah. Well, the ones that stretch. That's helpful.
No. You would. A jean can be sculpted in any. It's not like they ain't.
But everybody's not shaped the exact same.
I know. So jeans are made for black people.
I know, but even all black people are not shaped the same. You got to have some stretch somewhere.
I guess.
You got to have some stretch.
There should be a black store for jeans. Nigga jeans. We got the wide hip, the wide leg, no hip. We got the big hip, no leg.
Oh, my.
We got one booty cheek bigger than the other. We got lumpy booty cheek.
Lumpy booty cheeks. Oh, my.
That's what we got.
I was going to say something, but it would call somebody else. I'm not going to say it.
Call them out. Do we good?
No.
We'll just cut it out.
There's different.
I'm lying.
I know. Anyway, what are you looking at here?
Come on. We're here now. So we were looking at this already. Come on. What are you
saying?
There's
all different type of shapes.
Then what were you going to call somebody out about?
All of us don't have booty.
That sometimes happens, yeah. Yes. So, bootyless.
Still need stretch in the hips, but not in the booty.
So, that person can just go to the regular goddamn store. Maybe not. What if they have no booty, hips?
In a belly?
Oh, yeah, in a belly. I wasn't thinking. I was just thinking pants, where the pants go.
Oh, well, I guess I always pull my pants up, so I always...
No, no.
My grandmother.
Yeah, I don't pull my pants all the way. It seems uncomfortable.
I have to pull my every even like yoga pants. I pull them up.
I do. I don't. So back to the hotel things. We ain't got all the way off track.
All the way. How do we start talking about? Oh yeah, the cotton mixture, spandex, whatever.
I'm so confused how these guys have
every piece. I mean, so I don't what, think there's okay. a piece of clothing in our closets combined. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is actually 100% anything.
I don't even care
maybe
about that.
Maybe some of, I know, but I'm is just it? Saying, like, the, I mean, we live in a system, like.
Am I naked?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. talking about, like, modesty, my jeans being too tight. That's
so
how we got there.
What was mm-hmm. what was his thing? What did he have to do?
What do you mean?
Like, after he told you, hotep, do this, hotep. And what was it? What did he have to do? Did he have to, like, pray on a carpet or something?
Mm-mm.
No, it sounds like
he. No, he just closed his eyes and pray.
Oh, I found
anything, and then he would like these say, carpets. Like he like supposedly cursed my boss whenever I was quitting that job. I was going to another one.
Did he have dead? Did you find dead chickens?
No.
You sure this is Hotep or Voodoo?
I found roaches though.
Okay,
plenty of those.
Maybe that was how he cursed your boss. Well, when you do a curse, usually something bounces back on you. It's the roaches.
It was horrible. I was so happy to get his ass out.
Your
bomb, like, placed a little. Oh my God, it was horrible.
I hope what just happened is he cursed your boss. The curse was.
It backfired
was shitty.
And hit me?
No, it didn't backfire. It just it was just shitty. It was a shitty curse. The only thing that happened to your boss was he stubbed his toe. He was hurt for like 15 minutes. He was like, my toe is fine. And then he walked in on his day. But the curse happened, and then the bounce back was the roaches, which is usually, it's usually you curse somebody. It's not going to be that bad for them.
It's some kind of blowback.
It's some kind of blowback. He got you the roaches. So how did he curse him? Did he use chicken bones?
I don't know. He said some shit. It was in.
Did he speak a different language?
Yeah.
What language was it?
I have no fucking idea.
What are you talking
about? I don't remember.
But does he speak a different language is the
no.
question? Your Hotep experience is fucking horrible.
Again, I don't know if that was Hotep or if that was...
Ignorant.
Mind.
I mean...
Mental something, you know.
I mean, that does sound like fantastical thinking is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what did you say?
So he spoke a language that could not be recognized. He's speaking tongues. He spoke in his...
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. He spoke in tongues.
That's not a language, nigga. Talking about
nigga, I don't know
language.
I don't know, but it was odd, and I, you know, I'm a very patient person. Unfortunately, sometimes it works against me, and you know. But he never. I mean, I don't say he never listened to anything I say. It just wasn't as important for whatever he had to say. So but, a lot of times, I just shut the fuck up and let him talk and preach and teach, and I would, you know,
try your best
zone out.
Okay, so what did he have to do? I'm still confused.
What do you mean? What did he have to
like?
Do?
As a Hotep man, he has to, you said he has
provide
to...
Provide and protect.
Okay. I feel like I already know too much about the man already. And I don't think...
You asked. You wanted to know.
And most of the Hotep niggas I've met,
mm-hmm.
only one of them, I think, could protect things. I think the other one would just talk other things, talk to death.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they'll just argue you to...
I mean, mm-hmm. in a circle,
mm-hmm.
pigs aren't real. How? If I can pull a picture up.
I remember the rule behind not eating pork is a pigsty is actually really clean because pigs actually eat everything that is around them. So their own shit, they are on, you know, they eat their slop or whatever that's provided to them. Supposedly, I don't know. I did not do the research. I just said,
but,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
and still had
I
bacon wanna, cheeseburgers on my way home.
I want to say pigs do that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Chickens do that. Dogs eat their babies.
Chicken was allowed.
And you shouldn't eat dog, though, I guess.
No, you don't eat dog.
But we still a little moral. If you're going to have a moral thing about pigs eating shit and you're going to have a dog, can he have a dog?
I had a dog before him, so,
so he's
I don't
cool
give
with
a fuck
dogs.
What he wanted.
Cool with dogs. And is he, oh, are Hotep, was he cool with abortion?
I don't.
I don't, just asking, just spitballing here. I don't know. I thought about it.
I would
it.
Imagine not.
Really?
It's not something that ever came up.
Damn.
I was well protected.
But if it's Bibly, then
I, yeah,
can,
I would
yeah,
imagine.
I couldn't imagine. He's,
yeah. There were a lot of rules. And
for you?
Well.
I don't know what his rules are. He had to work, provide, and that.
Protect.
We're going to say work and provide.
He wasn't a very large man either.
He wasn't a stout person. Yeah.
You know.
Didn't
already
see.
Not my type. I was just patient. I was just so like, confused. He's a nice man.
He's a Hotep.
I was like, he's nice. He wants to teach things.
Did so was he with you because you were an Israelite?
Yes.
I'm from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Born in Georgia. Born and raised in the sticks.
I remember him twice saying or making mention of my curl pattern. Is what told him that I was a sister.
I like how he remembers curl patterns.
Mm-hmm. And my skin tone, he could tell that I was an Israelite because of my skin tone. My parents, my mother was of Native, half, well, quarter, whatever, I don't know. She was partial Native.
Yeah.
And she was part Native, and my father was also Native and Black of this land. I don't know.
I want to say the Hotep said something like that. They were all, that was an argument that we had that, mm-hmm. that I stuck around for, that I still feel like I won. Because mm-hmm. it was like, because they were
who's
saying.
Who's an Israelite and who's not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, like if you're from Ethiopia and you're just like, what the
yeah,
fuck?
You're not an Israelite.
You yeah. have a, see, if you look at the land the way it looked before.
Yeah. They're not sons of Jacob.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Like,
and
like.
Races don't come from one dude.
Well, apparently.
Jacob got around?
Yeah. I don't know, but.
Jacob got their long stroking knees. So, oh.
Black people, Natives, the Latinos.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Black people, Natives, Latinos.
Oh, they're you Native said, as well, but.
You said dark to paper brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. That, I was going to say Arabs. And I was like, that sounds like an Arab. That,
mm-mm.
No?
No, nope, that was a different brother of Abraham.
I don't know who
Abraham's sons. I don't know. I have to read the Bible again.
What are we talking about?
Because Jacob is Abraham's son, correct? You don't remember?
What part
of the Bible?
Which part of the Bible? This is like where, after the kid killed his brother and then
yeah, where,
he fucked a goat.
It's still.
This is Old
Genesis.
Testament.
Yes, the Old Testament.
Uh-huh. So we're in the same place. This is when the tribe
Elizabeth's,
split off.
Isn't Elizabeth the one who I have to. I probably should. I'm just speaking now, but I want to say Elizabeth had two sons. They were twins,
uh-huh.
Jacob and Esau.
Oh, not Esau. I know a nickname Esau.
Jacob and Esau. Esau was the father of, like, Caucasians, the Mongoloid, or, like, Asians. And.
Whoa. So
I
these dudes
remember.
Believe that
there's
happened.
Like a tree or some shit.
But
I
how
know.
Does that make any fucking sense that white people and Asians came from the same place?
Because Asians were. This is going to sound so bad. This is not my words. These are not my words. But the Asians were from
niggas?
Incest, and that's why their eyes are slanted and their faces are flat. Yeah.
That is
fucked. I don't remember that part in the Bible, but that,
that
was something.
That is nowhere
that was,
that's in the Bible.
That was something that was explained
Bible,
to me
that's
by
what that nigga saying.
Him.
Them niggas ain't
yes.
shit.
They are
incestual.
They are racist. They are.
How the fuck?
I
do
mean,
you even
black
come
people
up
can't
with,
be racist necessarily, but they are very
sociologically. We can't be racist, but prejudice
in this setting, yeah,
that is fucked.
That is, yeah, and that's why I don't really talk about it because that's horrible.
That is
horrible.
Fucked up. Wow.
I mean, that he would teach it. He was teaching me.
How?
I'm using air quotes right now. He was teaching me these things. Again, I don't. Recall him going to a specific part in the Bible all the time, but there are a lot of times he would say things and then he would go to the Bible and then
you try to reference it,
break it down, and we go search this word. And I was just like, I didn't sign up for Bible study after work. I was on call last night. I'd like to just relax. But I wasn't supposed to be working, so he didn't give a shit.
But you did work, though.
I did.
This is like a past tense thing. Did not is
he wouldn't be going. Afford my house.
No, we couldn't afford your goddamn house. God damn it. Out there reading Bibles, cursing, killing chickens, trying to kill roaches so you don't see them all the time. God damn it.
Yeah.
That's insane shit.
Very different time of my life.
Man.
Patience, stupidity. God. I don't know what it was. I was like,
you ain't got to keep doing that.
I'm just saying because I dealt with it for so long and I was like.
But you're here now telling us a great story about. Something I never really knew.
I never told you that?
No, that is fucked up.
And I don't, you know, again, I haven't, it's been years, it's been a long time, and I haven't, it's been a while since I read through the Bible. But I want to say that was what? Jacob and Esau were...
Fucking each other?
Oh. No, they were the twins.
Uh-huh.
And Jacob was the father of Israelites, and Esau is the father of Edom, or Edomites. Edomite. I don't know the word. Is he calling you back?
No, I was just, I don't know what the fuck that was actually. I canceled my appointment, so I don't know what the fuck that was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It's like, the Chinese people have like the longest recorded, kind of like some of the longest recorded history on the planet, you know? And they've buried some of it. You didn't give a fuck. And what's crazy is like that nigga was like, oh yeah, they was white people came out pure, perfect. But them Asians came out slanted out. You see it?
It's from like a father daughter relationship or something in the Bible.
But you know what's crazy? Like the one thing that does make sense is like Asians are Russians. And if I can imagine anybody who had the incest people, it wasn't my people in China. Yeah.
But yes, these are conversations that were taught to me.
I want to let you know none of it makes sense.
Yeah, it's yeah, there were towards the end there was a lot of tension because
it's so much nonsense anybody in the world can
fuck up. What are you talking about? First of all,
do you have any more racist statements by these people? This is firsthand experience, folks.
I can't think of anything right now, but I told you know, the two times that he had mentioned like my curl pattern and my skin tone, he in front of my grandmother who raised me.
He reached out and touched.
I had locks. My curl pattern, like you talk about my edges. I don't know what you're talking about. And he reached out and said, I knew that you all were
all the family. Whole family.
Yeah, based on my curl pattern.
I wish you would have done it to your grandmother. Just looking at your grandmother's wig. Look at your curl pattern. Look, this is an Israelite curl pattern. Nigga, this is a wig. This is a motherfucking wig.
She wasn't wearing wigs at that time.
Still. If she was, still. Little wig on, man.
My grandma was happy just because he was teaching from the Bible and she thought it was great.
Oh, she didn't realize it was culty?
Mm-hmm. She thought it was wonderful. Oh, she loved. And then, you know, I started opening up more. I had to tell her, like, mama, like.
This shit is strange. He cursed my boss, and now there's roaches everywhere.
Yeah, I got in trouble because I drove to Hot Springs.
Trouble? What you talking about?
I call it trouble whenever the nigga starts fussing and going on. Like, anyway.
No trouble.
I got in trouble, air quotes. I told him I was going to Hot Springs and I didn't want him to fucking come. Do you want me to go? Not really.
Did you say not really?
Mm-hmm.
You should say no. You hoed up ass nigga. Really.
But I was supposed to call him when I got there, call him when I left.
You were going to the most dangerous place in America, bro. He was like, call me. And I'm going to send somebody away. I got goons out here in the hotel land, nigga.
But when I got home, I called my grandma and sat in the garage talking to her on the phone for like another 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he got upset about that. Why did you call your grandmother when you should have called me, you know, so I knew that you were on your way, you know, over those roads. And you just left from talking to your grandmother, so why... why did you have to call her again? And I don't remember what I said at the time. I think I went to bed, maybe. I don't remember exactly what happened. Yeah. There were a couple arguments. But that particular night, I was just like, I was really talking to her because I don't want to fucking be with you.
Oh, did you tell him that?
I didn't say it, not in those words, but in my head, I'm screaming, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But so, then that turned into another fight and the breakup.
Yeah. So did you ever go on double date? Double hotel dates?
So no.
You never met any hotel women?
No.
I think that's where we're at default now. We don't.
What? Hotep women? He had no friends. Associated with were just other Hotep niggas that they would get together on Saturday nights and talk for 4 hours and record it and put it on YouTube. It was called, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like something 444.
What?
Yeah.
Something 444?
I'm thinking. Hold on.
Oh, pull it back.
Oh, man. Mm. You won't be able to find it like that, but.
Hotep 444.
No. I don't remember what it was, but it was something. And, like, they would only really refer to him whenever, because he could quote the Bible like anything.
Well, that's what happens when you're.
Yeah.
An idiot.
But that was pretty much the only time that he spoke on the podcast.
It's an angel number?
Yeah. No, but it had the, no, maybe it didn't.
What you got? Yeah. Oh, pull it through your brain.
I know. I'm trying to remember.
It's fine.
Yeah, but it was just like, I don't know, 5-6 niggas, and they would have people call in and they would argue with them. And
oh, man. I hope they're still doing it. Remember?
It's not being done anymore.
No.
At least I don't think he's involved in it anymore.
I still want. Hotep niggas.
He didn't.
So what do they call themselves? Because everybody that hates him calls them Hotep niggas. I don't know.
Israelites.
Some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. They call themselves Israelites.
Are they Jews?
Mm-hmm. They are the original Jews, not the white imposters. I said that.
Yeah, I heard you say that. White imposters it didn't click. It didn't make no sense. You said the white imposters. What imposters? And how?
Because we were enslaved. The Jews were enslaved. Black people were enslaved. That's how they tie us to the original. I can't say original Israelites, because in the Bible the Jews were cursed for so many generations or some whatever, and African Americans are descendants of the original Israelites that were enslaved, and so we're cursed for the however many hundred whatever, and so that's why we are the original Israelites. We're cursed. And then eventually the tables will turn and we will enslave the white men.
Oh, my God. You took it deep.
Mm-hmm. When Yahshua.
Jesus? Jesus. God damn, he's reading the Bible.
When he comes back, he's going to take the 144,000 Israelites. We are the chosen ones and we'll have all these special powers. We might be able to fly and this, you know, all these type of things.
So it's like a mix of black guys watching too much anime, way too much anime as kids, and then going to church on Sunday, actually believing that shit, merging it with the anime, and calling it a day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we got. That's all we needed.
Yeah.
That's all we needed is that these people are horrible.
anytime you want to talk about it, you know.
I'm gonna find a Hotep nigga. I'm gonna get him on. I'm gonna get him on the show.
I'll see if I can remember that YouTube.
I'm gonna call in.
And if it's still going, I don't know.
There's got to be another one. They call him Israelite podcast. Israel. Adesanya. No, that's a fighter. Shit.
It's a word, and then 444. If I'm not mistaken.
Come on. Nope. Damn. No. Shit. So too many rap musics.
I used to be subscribed to it. I'm gonna see if I can find it that way.
Oh man.
But anyway, I gotta go.
I know. It was good talking to you, Sabrina Leshery.
Sabrina Leshery.
I can't say the
I know, because you want to say it. Let's hear.
Always. read it.
I know that. But yeah, that's what I.
That's your experience.
That's my experience. For the most part.
You got some XP on that for sure. Definitely got about 7,500 XP on that. Curses and slurs, smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for blaming you fuck, maiming my way through the brush. There was no training or taming of me and my bruh. Live like a man, but I'm animal raw. We are the murderers there. Dead with the jail and we murdered the murderers there. Then with the hell and discovered the devil delivered some hurt and despair. Used to have powder to push, now I smoke pounds of the push. Holy, I'm burning the bush. Now I give a fuck about none of this shit. Two runner over and out of this bitch.